And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. We start today with Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, who made headlines this week by vetoing two Democratic-backed bills. One would have opened up the retail marijuana market, another gradually raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. But in a rare display of common sense for Governor Youngkin, I know he's a Republican most days, he cited the dangers of expanding access to cannabis. Yes, that's true, especially for children and teens. And he also pointed to the adverse effects seen in other states that have gone down the similar path, including increased gang activity, violent crime, mental issues, and traffic accidents. Well, in other news, a secret report by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police paints a grim picture of Canada's future under Justin Trudeau's leadership. I think most people have a pretty clear painted picture already. However, the document that was released titled The Whole of Government 5-Year Trends for Canada, and it predicts major economic troubles are ahead. According to the report, most Canadians under 35 might never be able to afford their own home. Shouldn't come as a surprise given Trudeau's reckless spending and failure to stimulate business investment, though he does spend a lot of money on COVID stuff and environmental stuff and doing things with the LGBTQ in West Africa. No matter how you look at it, Trudeau's big government tax and spend approach, well, it's saddling the next generation with an insurmountable debt burden. Meanwhile, author and podcaster Coleman Hughes faced some pretty baseless accusations of being co-opted by Republicans during an appearance on The View. His crime? Advocating for a colorblind society where everyone is treated equally regardless of race. Sonny Hostin, of course she did. She had the audacity to claim that he was, quote, being used as a pawn by the right, called him a charlatan for his views. Never mind this guy has a history of voting only Democrat and identifies as an independent. The left can't fathom anyone thinking for themselves and challenging their divisive narrative on race. If you go and watch the video, the guy handled the attack with grace, noting that no one is paying him to say what he believes. And he rightly pointed out that this popular anti-racist philosophy is being pushed on our children. The idea that race is everything is the wrong way to fight racism. Good for him. And finally, some good news out of South Carolina, where the state house passed a bill to keep public universities from making hiring and promotion decisions based on DEI principles. The measure also protects free speech on campus and requires schools to report how much they spend on DEI initiatives. Good for them. It's time we put an end to all of this discriminatory stifling that the DEI regime puts in higher education. Programs like this amount to little more than mandatory indoctrination into left-wing identity. Politics. That's all this stuff accomplishes. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I am Jimmy Hicks.